using that name, whether that is good or not, we should help them. Sponsors, spokesperson, advocate, or something like that. Because patron saint may possibly offend somebody in some circle. So that's today's topic. Thank you, Lillian, for starting that. You send me an email. What are the logistics, for example? That's a good start.
Patrick, I think before we start going down that road, wouldn't it be a good idea if we determine exactly what it is, what the patrons, what that role is? Because, I mean, if you look at the website, we're all advocates, we're all ambassadors, we're all advocating ETs. So to bring in another category as somebody else who is basically the description is the same as what everybody else is doing, it's, I think we need to differentiate that person somehow. What makes a person a, whether we call it patron saint or sponsor or whatever, what makes, what gives them that role? What is that role exactly? Yeah. And how does it differ from all the other roles that we have with ET?
Yeah.
Isn't it something like the face of the official, the famous face?
Famous face? Yeah.
Patrick, you're hard to hear again. I don't know if the same
one
with
really
yesterday.
Yeah.
Very hard to hear.
Oh, is that right?
That's better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Well, I think, like, if we get somebody like Bill Gates or somebody like that to endorse somebody like us, it makes ET very different. We're not like him. He's not like us. You know, there's nothing that we can do about it. Everybody knows who he is. So when he said something about ET, just like he said something about Khan Academy just got, you know, a million hits on their website simply because he said something like that. So, you know, those are the kind of people that change the whole game for us. Right now, I think that when I talk to people, like last night, when I talked to the Founder Institute from Silicon Valley, we had our first official meeting. People love the idea. And some of them are not even in that group. So there are third party and so on. And they heard about this idea about having a single number that human resource people can use to kind of gauge how aware that person is about soft skills using this World Civility Index. They think it's great. But it's just that how do we get the word out fast enough, far enough? We can, even if we jump up and down and make a lot of noise, everybody out there is making noise. So how do you get through all that? So we need to have this kind of good cause being known by some patron saint, some people of that caliber that everybody knows who they are. And when that happens, then we can bring ET to the next level. Money coming in, investors, people want to volunteer, so on and so forth. Otherwise, it's an organic thing that becomes a slug battle. It becomes very hard. You know, I fight for everybody who I want them to like our stuff. We miss a lot of opportunity. First thing people do nowadays when I talk to them, it's they go, there's actually a Vancouver venture capitalist, and he referred me to an image consultant, an etiquette consultant in Vancouver. And this lady probably looked at our website and didn't follow up because she went on to our Facebook or our LinkedIn and saw that we only have 100 and so on likes. Facebook has 200. And she didn't think very much about it. I encourage her to get our SNG. She hasn't. Those are the kind of situations that we face. It's people are not early adapters, mostly. So now we have early adapters. We have make some tractions. We need to make it to the next level, and that is bringing in people who can see the same vision and get the people who are laggards, for example.
Okay, that's who that person is for us. But who is that person for the world? Like, what are the? That's the question that Kimberly has. So what does describe that kind of person? So what is the description? I understand what you mean, you know, but now how do you say that? What kind of CV?
How do you sell the idea to that person? Because we're ET is very broad in what we're doing, and it's not like Bill Gates may be the patron saint or whatever for, I don't know who he is, a patron saint, but maybe he's the patron saint for children in developing countries advancing their computer skills or something. But at least it's related to what he actually is and what he stands for and what he does. But for us to find a patron saint, it has to be somebody who is actually, you know, advocating or walking the talk of what it is that we're doing, right? So that's the first part. Like, how do we sell the idea to this kind of person? And secondly, what exactly is their job description, and how does it differ to what the rest of us are doing? So I guess we could say, you know, we're looking for the face of ET. I guess that's one way to say it, but I don't know if that's going to be enough, because often they're going to want to be paid for their time and efforts. Unless they see it as a charity type of situation, they're going to want to be paid for their time and effort as a sponsor.
No,
or not as a sponsor, but as a spokesperson. So, you know, Michael Jordan, he gets paid for every time he's on a commercial or whatever, right? The people that we see on the news hour, if they're on a regular basis, they get paid for their time to be on a regular basis, or there's something they're getting out of it personally. But
I don't know.
Yeah, but if it's a charity type situation where, you know, we're feeding the hungry or something like that, then somebody is more likely. But we don't have charity status. We don't have, so it's kind of a different situation. So I think what we need to do is decide what it is that we want this person to be for ET, and how we're going to differentiate that person from what everybody else is doing, and what it is we expect from them and what they get in return.
Okay, so what would you suggest, Kimberly?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I'm still unclear about what this is that you're. I understand that. I think what I'm understanding is that you're looking for somebody to draw attention to ET. I think that's what.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah, you nailed it right on the head.
Okay, so if that's the goal, then how are you going to sell ET to that person? What is it that is going to entice them to be a part of it and volunteer their time and goodwill to this project?
I don't even think they need to invest a lot of time. It's just dropping the name when it's appropriate, and maybe we find someone who is already has a focus on, let's say that ET is in line with what they're up to. That's what you said before. I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So okay, so it has to be somebody that's known around the world, not just in one country, unless our target is just one section of the world, like Asia or something like that, because if you have a patron saint, and it's just known in one part of the world, but it's not known in other parts. It's not, I mean, that may, it may help open up doors in a certain part of the world, but it's not going to open up doors internationally, unless maybe that's, unless we, maybe we partner with the person, maybe whatever they're already advocating, maybe we can partner with that person to help bring attention of whatever they're doing to the world as a partnership. I don't know. I'm still not clear. Sorry. I think I understand what you're trying to do, but I don't understand how we're going to sell this idea to somebody and how they would see the benefit. That one person, the guy from India, who I've never heard of before, but the one that you were, the one in India, I mean, he's kind of, I think what he's doing might be kind of in line with what we're talking about, I think, but yeah, I don't know. I think, anyway, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to listen, because I don't really understand. So maybe if I just listen more and say less, I'll understand better.
And what happens if we send them a note and we invite their followers to a free webinar about ITT? I mean, to do the, a class, or a 2 hours class about the, not what it is ITTI, just giving many tips that are going to help them, for instance, as as an entrepreneur or as an executive that wants to fly or to visit other countries. So something that we can give them so they promote this in to their followers.
Yeah,
that could be something attractive for them, and they could name us, and maybe their followers, his followers, could take action and register in a free webinar.
Yeah, I think they can, like Mukesh. I think that's his name, from India, the richest man who wants to have India covered with 4G internet access or something like that. When he got something like ET, it opens up a lot of products and services that his people of India can serve that would make him look very good and for a good cause. So even though maybe somebody like Bill Gates, you know, he's into malaria, you know, he's Microsoft, he's a programmer. You know, why would he do anything in malaria? So I don't think we should confine to, you know, people just like the five Nobel laureates who won the Peace Prize. When they see a good cause and they understand what we're trying to do and what this thing can do for the world, you know, there's no reason why they don't want to jump on board. It's just that we are so small that they haven't seen us yet. So by making these kind of laser focus targeting, at least they hear about us. They may not have to be our patron saint. They may not do anything with us at this moment, but when they know about us, it makes a big difference in the long run. So it's a win game all along. We don't waste our time we're not wasting our time when we approach these people. So I think what we should do is to think about ways of approaching these people. That would also give us clarity as to what we want to say to them. At this moment, with Lillian's email saying that, well, we should approach the Indian fellow first, well, that sounds like a good point. That sounds like a good plan. And this guy wants something to do with India, so he has the urgent need to do something like this. And when he got the internet access, what kind of content does he want to provide to all the Indian people? Well, then he can start making videos
and these people can watch the videos and earn World Civility Index points. That's not too bad. And the videos can also be used for other countries, and people would know more about the Indian culture, for example. So it's all kinds of angles that we can play when we have somebody like Mukesh online as part of our patron saint team, if you may. Reet, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, it's still not a description of the role, but I think I would never have thought about it, but it seems like something that someone said to me when I was working on my jewelry. He said, "Can't you give one of your pieces of jewelry to the queen?" Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And have exactly. A photo of the queen wearing one of your pieces of jewelry. You know, it's similar. It's like having the attention of the media, maybe even the attention of the media, because you meet someone. And in this case, we do not meet someone. We just try to connect with them.
Yes. And so in that case, How would one go about approaching the queen? I think that's the actual logistics. How can we actually get the attention of the queen?
Past gatekeepers, right?
the gatekeepers, yeah. The gatekeepers will filter things out. So what would be the criteria for the queen to receive a piece of message? What would be the parameters of the gatekeepers in keeping all those people out? So we have to draft our message so that it would be passable through those gatekeepers.
Well, I liked the way you described your message to the guy in India. Like, this is, we heard you are up to this, and then what do you want to do with that internet access? What we see is da da da. And what we do is da da da. Could it be a match?
Yeah. Okay. So that would be that could be something we can craft.
So we could even say, would it be a contribution to your project if we collaborate somehow?
Right. Exactly. So the gatekeeper would say, oh, this is a collaboration thing, not money asking.
Yeah.
Kind of charity, because there, you know, 3,000 charity, they all want money, and we ask nothing about money. In fact, we are going to contribute to the project, just like the Queen of Qatar. She is a very forward-thinking lady, and she wants Qatar to be the cultural and religious center, forward-thinking, progressive Muslim culture to be in Qatar. And why can't we go to her and say, well, we are a conveyor of culture and ethics and all that. Can you contribute to us so that we can help you spread that to the rest of the world? So people would know more about the Muslim, the progressive Muslim thinking and culture and so on. So people understand you more. Now, we're not asking for money. We're asking for contribution that would help her cause. So we're aligning ourselves with what they want while also promoting ET at the same time.
I'm not sure I agree with having somebody who advocates a specific religion, though, because we don't want ET to be affiliated with any specific religion. I think the idea is for people to get along no matter what religion they are and what their point of view is as far as their cultural views. I think the idea is for everyone around the world to have a way to communicate better and get along better. Mm-hmm. Not just one specific region or one specific culture or one specific religion. Mm-hmm. I think if we start going down that road, I think we might be putting ourselves into a box.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I look at it.
I agree, but however, I don't know if you will find many people with another religion in Qatar. I'm not
but
sure.
But then that's my point. My point is, if ET is a world thing, then putting ourselves into, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But maybe you think of the Queen of Qatar as the one and only. Then I agree, but I don't think it works that way. There were three people mentioned by Patrick, and I didn't know one of them. But in their own region, they are all known, I suppose.
Oh yes, very very well known. Yes,
I never heard of any of them either, to be honest.
No, well, but last time I mentioned War Child. I don't know. Is War Child an international cause, or is it a Dutch cause? Did you ever hear about War Child?
No.
Taking the war out of a child. Okay, so maybe it's a Dutch cause. So, and we have a famous singer, a Dutch singer, being the face of the ambassador of War Child, and. Well, he does his work, and only when there is a major charity event he shows up. So he maybe spends some days every year to support that cause. But I'm sure that in every interview he does, people ask for his contribution to this cause or why he thinks it's important to stand for that cause.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Reed, and I agree. Like, I mean, it's the same here. I don't know if you know who Sarah McLachlan is, but anyway, she's a singer from Vancouver, but she's internationally known. She advocates for, I think it's SPCA or something to do with animal cruelty or something like that, and. So, but obviously she's an animal lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she, you know, it's a charity that she's advocating for, not a money, you know, not another business. And the War Child thing that you were just talking about as well, I'm sure that's has charity status of some kind as well.
Yeah, but we also have one of our princes. We have a monarchy here. There is one of the princes, and he is the face of safety in the traffic. It's an organization, and it's a government organization or semi-government, and he is the face of that. He's also one of the probably board members, or he stands for that.
Okay. Well, but then that's local. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it's in his best interest for people in the Netherlands to be safer, right? I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, Prince Harry, I think it's Prince Harry. He advocates against, what is it, mental illness or something like that, or something promoting something to do with, you know, mental health or something like that. So, and he's becoming more and more well known for that, but it's because it's something that's close and near and dear to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, for well, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Like, maybe, you know, these people would be interested in being the face of ET. But I think that we have to be really clear about what it is. And I think we keep going back to not being able to put into words exactly what it is that we are and what we do in a concise way. Because if we can't explain it in a way that's going to appeal to their personality or their values, their personal values, I don't know, I can't see that they would be, I don't think we get past the gatekeeper.
Mm. Yeah, and maybe, you know, we need to approach 100 people to get one. Sometimes it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
But then we need to determine what is the criteria, what is the kind of person we're looking for. Because if we're saying we want somebody just because they're famous, but so okay, 10 years ago, I bet you we would have, any one of us, and I don't know what your political views are, but I bet any one of us would have thought, oh my gosh, we've got to talk to Trump, because he would be, I mean, he's all about business and growth, and you know, if we got him to be a patron saint for us, that would just be awesome, because he would be the face of ET. He understands what business is about, how to grow businesses. He understands, he must understand business culture. He must understand, you know, he must be a nice guy, because he, you know, seems to, whatever, yeah. Right? But now, I mean, how many, would we want him to be our patron saint? Like, seriously, based on what we are, is a, you know, in a, what ET is? I don't know. I mean, maybe he would. But my point is that I think we need to be approaching people whose values are what we are about. So we need to do our research as well.
Mm. Also, I was looking at the population that Qatar has, and the country is 2.5 million people, so it's very small. In this case, I would think about approaching to the gentleman from India, where we have 1,000 million people to approach to. So if I'm going to do the effort, I would go with the people that can, I mean, approach to more population.
People that have a bigger audience.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So that could be one of our criteria is, you know, how far is their reach in that regard. Okay, I'll write it down.
But I think their values have to be in line with our values too. So we need to really research the person before approaching them to make sure that it's in line.
Yeah.
And you might want to try some smaller audiences first before you reach out to the biggest fish in the ocean. Just to learn from the process and learn from the conversations. Although you are talking to people in Silicon Valley right now, you seem to be quite successful.
Well, I think Silicon Valley is something that is easier for me because these people are technology and so on, and I've been doing that. So when I talk to them about a single number, like last night, they talk about, one person just came out with, well, you're talking about on some kind of an index, right? And I go, wow, you know, these guys are just, and that was like 30 seconds into the conversation. These people can hook up what you're saying that fast. And when I talk to them about, well, we're doing something open source, and go, wow, so now you're building products and service on top as a commercial entity. You know, I don't have to finish the second sentence, and they got it right there, you know, 15 seconds. And so that's the kind of world that we talk about in Silicon Valley. And I talked to one fellow, he's a Canadian, white guy, but he lived in China for 10 years, and he said, you know, if you think Silicon Valley is fast, you should go to China incubators like Shanghai. They are just super, super fast. And so, you know, the world is changing very quickly.
So Patrick, if you are so if you feel so well in Silicon Valley, how about the Facebook Mark Zuckerberg? He is building, you know, Facebook is a network, and they are facing so many posts that are offending. They had to weed out. They are even in front of they are persecuted, or is that the word? Need to go to jail in order to defend themselves, and they need to update their rules and their algorithms all the time to weed out the bad stuff. So if Facebook would Mark Zuckerberg not be interested in civility?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We have to for every one of them. I see that the danger of approaching a lot of these people with one message is that they all have different takes on it, and our message would not be totally aligned with what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Whereas if we laser focus on a few of them, you know, we can really talk to them on a one-to-one basis. Like you said, you know, Mark Zuckerberg has certain issues, and Mukesh from India, he would have another set of slightly different issues. And when we can cater to them, we can have a more direct response from them.
Yeah, and Mark Zuckerberg is not in our is not in the audience that is ET open to ET at this moment. But they might be interested in Cow. Lillian, could you please mute for a moment? You have some background noise. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, when I talk to, I've been talking to a lot of entrepreneurs lately, and when I talk to them about etiquette, you know the words that came out? Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Conservative, archaic, out of time. You know, that's what they see us. And now these are 20, 30 some odd year old guys. So when we have a group like that, and we on the ET board, we are all over 50. You know, there is a big discrepancy, a big generation gap there. So I do see us to be seen as dinosaurs, as out of time, and just doing something that is totally irrelevant to the world. When I see them talk to one another, I see that there are issues, but they don't know it. They don't know what they don't know. Whereas when I talk to them, you know, they can relate to me because I can talk to them. But they don't know the skills involved. That's the part that, you know, somebody like Mark Zuckerberg may be able to do. Is how do you bring these young people online and realize there's another person, Simon Sinek,
mm-hmm.
Motivational speaker, talks about leadership and one thing was about love, and you talk about, well, how do you fall in love with somebody? You don't fall in love after a one date or something. It's after many, many meals, after many interactions and little things. It's like going to the gym. After one gym workout session, you're not going to become very different. You look the same. After two, you look the same. And that's the same thing with our cell phone learning. One or two of those videos may not mean very much, but when it's over time, month in, month out, year in, year out, well, there's going to be a major difference. So again, it's a numbers game, and Mark Zuckerberg will understand something like that, and we can say, well, why don't we have something like this where people can watch certain videos and they can earn credentials? And this credential is called World Civility Index. That is promoted by a nonprofit and called IITTI, and you can all earn points, something like this. Now,
yeah, and,
that is
and Facebook is also wants to be video provider number one. Wants mm-hmm. to win from YouTube.
Right, and they're doing a very, very aggressive job. So,
yeah.
So those are the kind of things that we can take advantage of. The message to him versus something to the five Nobel laureates of Peace Prize will be very different. So I see that if we want to win this game, because everybody wants to win them, that's the thing. You know, we are one of many, many people. If we want to resonate with them, I think we need to laser focus on them and craft a different message for each one of them. Kimberly?
I'm just replying. Lynn just sent an email asking if it was canceled, so I'm not quite sure what she means by that.
Oh, no, it's not canceled. We're
I know. So I'm just sending her a message saying we're on right now, so I don't know if I get her onto the call, but
okay, sure. If she's online, I can see her. I can see her having a green dot instead of a yellow dot. Right now she's having a yellow dot, so
okay, well, I just said that we're on right now, so I don't know if you want to send her a message just saying to get onto. I'll send her a message right now just saying to go onto Skype.
Okay, sure, thanks. Yeah, okay. So I would like to talk about, okay, we along the way, I'm sure we're going to be able to identify more people. But any suggestions, you know, we're brainstorming here, any suggestions as to how we can approach these people that could be effective?
Well,
should we? Okay,
start on social media. See if you can become friends or invite for a connection. That could be, you know, sometimes people are covered by a network of people, but often their LinkedIn profile is what they do themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you just you don't do an automatic, but include a message that could help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's a good point. So I wrote it down, social media, start on LinkedIn. Yeah, very good point. I have connected with quite a few people this way.
But wouldn't they have, if these people are actually on LinkedIn, wouldn't they have gatekeepers?
Mm. Sometimes not. Sometimes not on their LinkedIn.
Okay, that's good to know. I would have thought that they would have had people who handle their social media for them rather than doing it themselves. Yeah.
Well, maybe the also they. Yeah, sorry.
I know. I was saying that that maybe they have a Twitter account also that you can follow them, and then when in a certain time. We can send them a message asking about if they know ITT or something like that, that we would like to explain him. Mm-hmm. It's just an idea.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do too, yeah. It's when I try to approach people, I explain to them in the comment section. Sometimes they reply, sometimes not. But like for the Gartner group, that's how I hooked up with them. And at least they know about us. That's the main thing. It's an awareness issue. It's not like they have to do anything concrete with us at this point. But just being aware, it's half the battle.
And how long are you following this guy in India? Are you following him? Are you looking what he's doing, or did you just research him once?
I researched him once. Once in a while, I looked up what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing all the stuff for sure. Yeah. Now, the other question would be, what would be a good representation? Like, if I approach him, yeah, sure, that's not bad. At this point, can we make, or should we make a little video or something like that, you know, where people, you know, our board member at least, you know, kind of have a message saying ET is something, something, or would that be too much?
I thought we already had several videos that sort of explain ET, including the one that you did for Carolina. Or I'm not sure. I'm getting confused with all the different videos now.
Well, you know what? We cannot do a flashy television quality video. We only can do like broken English. beginners videos, or it's not, well, a little more, a little better than beginners, but not really professional videos. So I would say if we want to do one more, then why do one more? We have plenty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's lots of videos. I mean, I guess you just have to choose which message you're you know, how you want to explain it to that particular person. But I know, Patrick, you've done quite a few videos, and I think we've all participated in different videos as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoops. Where's Lillian?
Did she disappear, or is she just on mute? No, she disappeared.
Yeah, okay.
She will come back.
Okay, so I guess that's pretty good. We got three potential patron saints that we can approach, and we also name a few more: Mark Zuckerberg, Simon Sinek. Those are two of them that we can approach.
I thought Mark Zuckerberg. I thought. I mean, just I'm just going by the movie. I thought his ethical style might be in question. Mm-hmm. Just like the way he. I mean, it's all based on perception and perspective, but some people may say that his methods for getting to the top weren't completely altruistic, or I don't know. I mean, and you know, we are about civility, we are about mm-hmm. behavior, business behavior, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Good
question. Think just really looking at the person that we're asking and making sure that their values and the way that they're already walking the talk of what we're trying to get across. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'd be like Sarah McLachlan and her, you know, loving the animals, and then you find out that there's pictures of her beating up dogs or something like that. You know, like it doesn't work. So, mm-hmm. we need to make sure that the people that we're reaching out to actually have the same values and are actually walking the talk and not just talking the talk.
Yeah. Well, talking about that, it's 5.3 or so handshakes. So 5 or 6 handshakes away. Well, there are people in India who will know about this guy. There are people in closer to Facebook who know. Or we look for people with a reputation that is what we want, and maybe Mark Zuckerberg is not that person. I was just looking from the perspective of the common goal or the common direction or the common field.
Right, and I understand. I mean, if